and you are listening to Invoke. They are coming to Burlington's Memorial Auditorium, part of Civic Music Season 2022-23. And this is called Burleywood. And play. And this is a group that is, Barbara McRoberts is joining me. Barbara, good morning to you today.
Good morning.
You know, trying to put these people into a category is pretty much an impossible task, isn't it?
Well, I think so, and that's probably why this gentleman by the name of David Sreebrink, who was with Sirius XM, basically said, you know what, they're not classical, but they're not classical. So I had to say that to myself several times, and I think what he's trying to say is that they are all classically trained musicians. They play any, you know, the Nick's specialty seems to be the banjo in addition to the violin. And Jeff seems to be an expert with what you call the Vox amplification system with his cello. And so they've all been trained classically. But we don't usually associate what I will call bluegrass music with those that are, say, classically trained at the Juilliard. And yet I don't know why, because they play it beautifully if you get them probably with a Beethoven, but I'm not sure we're going to hear Beethoven, Bach, and Brahms. I think we're going to hear probably more updated music that they have composed themselves. But when you listen to them, it's not really unique. It's fun.
It's eclectic.
That makes sense?
It's eclectic. It's fun. It is. And I was listening. I said, you know, they're changing. It changes styles within the individual songs themselves. They move from a Appalachian fiddle or a jazz or a bluegrass sounding thing into softer and sweeter and less harsh, so to speak, or less direct, I guess we would say. But it is Invoke. They're performing on Friday, September 30th. At 7:30 at Burlington's Memorial Auditorium. They are the second of your concert series. And enjoy this one, because you don't get another one till December, right?
That is very true. And some of that has to do with just scheduling, not only the artists, but also, as we know, our Memorial Auditorium has devoted the month of October to Halloween. So it for those of us then that are trying to book, we jumped to November, and there were not a lot of groups touring. But we then decided, okay, let's just move on to December, because we want to keep our series this year to six, you know, eclectic-type concerts. And you certainly can't get any more eclectic than kicking off with the Texas Tenors and then going to Invoke. And when I started listening to them, because they are a multi-string quartet, so I don't want anybody out there who happens to like an approach to classical music to think they're not going to hear violins and cellos. You are. But you're also going to hear, as you've just said, this switch within even a piece that they have written themselves, where you might get that kind of high-pitched tonal music from a violin down to the deep bass of the cello, and then they're going to soften it up. I was just listening to one this morning, and I don't remember the name of it, although I probably could go back and find it on YouTube. But when they release an album, they titled it Souls in the Mud, which also says to me that they have a sense of humor. And when I talked with their agent, that was one of the things that he said. He said they really are just not a great band, but he said they're very entertaining. And so we're hoping our audience will love them as much as they have found themselves being very successful across the country. And garnered many what we would consider the major prizes in international competitions. They're regular at the Interlochen Music Festival, you know, out in the East Coast. And they've performed in some pretty special places.
Lincoln Center, so the Newberry Opera House.
One of our special places is here in Burlington.
and again, it is, we're going to play another piece here. This is called, In a Hannah Hunt.
Thank you.
Some plants move, but I could not believe it. Until me and Hannah Hunt saw crawling vines and weeping willows as we made our way from Providence to Phoenix. A man of faith said, hidden eyes could see what I was thinking. I just smiled and told him that was only true of Hannah, and we glided on through Waverly and Lincoln. Our days were long and our nights no longer. Count the seconds, watching hours. Though we live on the U.S. dollar, you and me, we've got our own sense of time.
You're listening to this is called Hannah Hunt, but it is a mixture, even harmonizing in the vocals and then mixing in all of the other pieces. The mandolin really just stands out, though, doesn't it?
It does. And again, that's what I when I was looking up these demos, I thought, you know, how do you acquire such talent? But they do. They're just extremely talented, and they really put it to work. One of the bits and pieces of information from their bio is where they will have composers write music for them and their particular sound. And so they had started something that I think they're continuing when they've asked the composer to pick a time and place in American history, because they're all about Americana, and they want the music to tell the composer's story somehow through the way Invoke plays the music, which I found interesting. So when they get in here, I'm going to ask them about that, because I'm sure they'll do some talking with the audience, which we like. I mean, that's part of what I think civic music's all about, is not only presenting unique instrumentalists that we're not going to hear unless civic music brings them in, because they're too far away from us. And students are going to have an opportunity for this, too, because there is a student concert in the afternoon at 1 o'clock, and we have quite a few schools that are lined up from here in the Burlington area and also Fort Madison. So
if there are parents or
the aunts and uncles out there that want their kids to be exposed to some of this kind of thing, they can always check with their school to see if maybe they're on one of the lists to come in.
And what sort of...
We enjoy doing that, and I think the artists we work with also enjoy doing the educational outreach.
And again, what sort of interest, the instrument that you might have your child pick out, maybe it would be a mandolin, or maybe it would be a cello, or maybe it would be a violin, or maybe it'd be a banjo, or all
banjo.
Of those things. Yeah, why not? It's
why not?
Well, why not? I think that's really and the fact that they can create music and they can create all of this eclectic sound that all blends together and works itself into a concert. That's an amazing thing. In fact, the whole civic music season is I'm not going to say eclectic, but it is sort of the season itself is somewhat eclectic, because it does come from all areas of music, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It does, because if you read through what's coming up, we have a Christmas show that will feature David Kroll, and that is just, you know, again, our celebration of the Christmas season with a group that is, I would say, a little more focused on kind of the country approach to music. And then when you hop, skip, and jump into 2023, you're greeted by the Irish with Wings and this Celtic dance celebration. And we have actually two things on our dance card, if you will, because in April we have the Cocktail Hour, which is a totally different twist on the form of ballet that I think people are just going to have a wonderful time with, because they're short vignettes and they are entitled by names of cocktails. And I understand there's one that's going to have more of an approach to a rodeo situation. I'm not sure what they're going to call that. Maybe a sarsaparilla? At any rate, and then we conclude with Melissa Errico. And we've had her here before, and we bring her back like we do the tenors, because she was so well-received, and she is then more the Broadway approach to musical theater. And she's outstanding. So we try and make our seasons that are going to be appealing and that represent different, what we, I guess we would call, art forms within music. And I think we've done a pretty good job of finding them and kind of putting them all together so that people have some very, very wonderful entertainment to go to.
And
right,
if,
there,
if,
music,
yeah,
live on the river.
And if somebody wants to buy season, can they still buy season tickets, Barbara?
Well, sure they can. Sure they can, yep. In fact, we do have people sometimes when they, well, they're either reluctant or maybe they wait, and then they get down there and realize, you know, this is really, really pretty cool to come down here to the auditorium. And by the way, the parking is not a problem anymore. I mean, it really isn't. There's plenty of parking available in the downtown area, except maybe if you get a little bit farther west on Jefferson, you're going to have some trouble. But around the auditorium, there is good parking.
Fantastic. And now, if you want individual tickets for this particular show, if you want to buy individual tickets, what do you do for that?
Well, you really need to call the Memorial Auditorium's phone number, or either go to the box office, which is open Tuesday through Friday from 10 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon, or you could call their number down at the auditorium, which is 319-753-8111, and they will, you know, tell you what button to push in terms of buying tickets. But our single tickets go through Ticketmaster, so they have to order through that. And they can, you know, somebody wanting to buy something, if that doesn't ring a bell with them, they can certainly call the Civic Music number, which they may read a code. 752-0336 is our number, and then Paula will direct you to how to do that. Okay?
All right. It is Invoke. That is Friday, the 30th of September, 7:30. And again, you can go to Burl Civic Music.
BurlCivicMusic.com for the website. And it also then gives you that information, too.
Indeed.
You'll find out a little information. And it has links to Ticketmaster on our website. Facebook, we're on Facebook. So if you want more information on the concert, you should be some updated information there.
And you can find that, and again, the doors will be opening at 6:30. You can actually buy your tickets right at the box office at Memorial Auditorium, too, anytime, again, ahead of the show. And again, doors open at 6:30, and again, you'll have a school tour, all of that will be coming up. It's Invoke on Friday, the 30th, and to Barbara McRoberts, thank you so much for joining me, and let's have another great show, okay?
I hope we do, too. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.